And a very, very good morning to you. It is 23 minutes to 12. Coming up, we're going to be chatting to Heinrich Franz. He's doing some amazing stuff. We know that artists, for the longest time since lockdown, have really suffered. Some more than others. Some have been lucky enough to have strong balance sheets and that could see them through. Some of them have turned to online and that's helped them, you know, pay some of the bills. But more needs to be done. Not just by artists themselves, all of us. Think about it. When there's a time of need, and let's take lockdown, and the poorest of the poor didn't have anything to eat. Who were the people who stood up and assisted? Well, there were many people. Yes, there were executives, etc. But some of the people hardest hit by lockdown, artists, gave their time, despite having incurred losses themselves. And they have been doing this for the longest time, so it's an absolute pleasure to just introduce Heinrich Franz. Heinrich Franz, of course, will be talking to us about what's going to be happening. He's a singer, songwriter, hosting a live, intimate show. This is obviously for discerning music enthusiasts and also for people who give a damn about others. Right, and it'll be taking place on Tuesday the 15th of December, I think it is, at 5:30. But let me not tell you everything about it. Let me first introduce you to Heinrich. Great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Kino, thank you so much. Good to be on the airwaves with you. Thank you for such a beautifully conscious introduction as well. I appreciate that.
No, absolutely, man. You know, the one thing, I must be honest, the one thing lockdown has really taught me, because I could be full of nonsense half the time, right? Is actually to put yourself in other people's shoes and understand people. Even when I'm in the traffic, Heinrich, and someone drives like a total thing I can't say on air, I ask myself the question, is that person maybe not on his or her way to an emergency, or do they not to get need to get to somewhere more urgently? And that's all been heightened by what's been happening with COVID-19. But it's easy with artists because we see them, we interview them on a regular basis, and we see how selfless a lot of artists are. So thank you for that.
100%, Kino. I think the same applies for people who continuously ask artists for discount on rates or complimentary tickets to their show. Oh. You know, these are folks who, as you have already mentioned, play such a pivotal role in society.
Yeah,
and as you rightfully mentioned, when there's a need, when there's a benefit concert to be had, it's the artists who put their hands up and say, we are willing to give of our time, of our expertise, completely free of charge, in those sorts of scenarios. And all we ask for in return is a little bit of regard and a little bit of respect.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And 9 times out of 10, sadly, we don't get that, you know.
And it's mostly the people who, and let's talk about radio hosts and talk show hosts and other people who have some apparent position in society, right? Those are the ones who want to get freebies when they've got all the money in the world to pay. And I'm going to say it. I'll say it.
Yeah.
And we, you're right. We need to do that. But I want to hop straight into what you're doing. Right, you're doing a show called Music and Stories. It'll feature a host of artists. Just tell us about it. But before we,
go for it.
No, I was just going to say, before we talk about the details, just tell us a little bit about the why. I mean, it might seem obvious based on the intro, but I just want to hear it from you.
Well, the exciting thing is that I've, for the longest time, been wanting to share stage with my good brother, RJ Benjamin, who, of course, should be familiar to listeners or music enthusiasts out there. RJ is just a recording artist and musician and singer and performer, second to none. I finally have the opportunity to do that on the 15th of December alongside him in a beautiful setting. Of course, this is at the Youngblood Art Gallery on B Street. The concert starts at 6:30 and tickets are available via Quicket. We decided after a good conversation, and I at the show I did before this, where we just want to pay homage to our musical heroes. You know, we want to sing the songs that molded and shaped our lives both musically and socially as well. And so we have the opportunity to do that on the 15th of December. So, you know, you can come and enjoy some incredible music by the likes of Prince, just all sorts of really, really incredible music that we grew up with that we're looking to perform for people on the 15th.
Absolutely. Now, Heinrich, how do we access this? And who will be part of it?
Well, Kino, I am not a great believer in the world of online just yet. I'm trying to steer away from it.
Okay, no, fair enough. I think a lot of us are sick and tired of online at the moment.
Absolutely. My sentiment on that is that it's just not the same. There's something to be said, you know, for that intimate connection between an artist and audience in a live setting. You know, so for as long as I'm able to do that, even if it's on a smaller scale, that's exactly what I intend to do.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So, you know, and over and above this, I would imagine there will be other events. Because I would like to, you know, Heinrich, when you guys come up with new things and you want to do anything that supports artists, I can very openly tell you right now, I don't have to consult anybody, that we will give you all the airtime in the world that you need in order to achieve that.
Well, you know what, Kino, I must just say that you know, a heartfelt thanks to folks at Cape Talk. I know people like Papa Hudson,
yep.
Even Sarah Jane King in times gone by with the music show that she used to have, or the show that she had. She often had musical guests on it. You guys just played, you yourself have tackled issues around what is happening in art at the moment. And so thank you to all of you for taking the time to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for using the platform that you have to generate conversations that need to be had and conversations that are just not happening elsewhere. You know, we are extremely grateful for every bit of help and assistance that we can get. Of course, the onus does lie on artists as well. I mean, you know, it's 2020 and the artist diversification is important and every artist needs to understand and embrace that as well. Because we, you know, art cannot just rely on handouts. They cannot just rely on leadership for anything. We've got to think our way through this as well and do whatever it is that we can do to make a sustainable living. I embraced the artist diversification many, many years ago, and so I do a million and one things during the course of the day, and that's super important. But with people like yourselves who are willing to have those conversations, willing to use your platforms that you have, thank you so much to all of you.
No, indeed. And as I said, we're always willing and able to do that. And by the way, the man you're listening to, Heinrich Franz, right? He's going to be doing music and stories. I mean, he's a music producer, but he also has a wonderful voice. And he's performed as lead and backing vocalist for international artists. You know, let's think about Jonathan Butler, we all know. There's Kurt Whalum, Aletta Adams, Diana Ross, B.B. Winans, Josh Groban. And the list goes on. And if we can support what he is doing, I'm encouraging you to do that. You can get your tickets from Quicket. We'll certainly put that link up there as well. And just remember, I believe that you're doing no more than 50 people, right? Will be allowed
100%.
To
100%.
Okay.
100%. Yes.
Okay.
All in line with COVID regulations, as we ought to be, right?
Yeah, and exactly. We have to. I mean, we still want the industry to come back in full force at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Once there's a vaccine and stuff and all the rest of it, right? But and please don't go and ask the guy for freebies. If you're going to spend...
You heard it from Kino.
You heard it from me. Please don't ask artists for freebies. And when artists offer me tickets, and I'm like, no, can we pay for it, please? And I think if everybody else can do exactly that, don't be a cheapskate. Because at the end of the day, what you're doing is you are assisting other people who are in need as well. So, Heinrich, I want to thank you very much for joining us. We'll put up the link. We'll certainly encourage, I am right now encouraging people to go and check that out. And just remember, you must mark Ho, because only 50 people allowed, as we said, to attend this amazing concert, I'm sure it's going to be. So, Heinrich Franz, thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Thank you so much for your time, Kino, and thank you to everybody else at Cape Talk for being incredible. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. Heinrich Franz there with music and story.